Welcome to The Skinny, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of style, fashion, beauty, and living an empowered life. I'm your host, Shazan, a fashion and beauty expert in the industry for 20-plus years, a wife, mom of two, and I'm here to help you become your most beautiful and confident self from the inside out on a savvy budget. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone. Be the most creative and thoughtful gift giver and fashionista ever or for the holidays. And I have you covered right here. So we're going to go over some awesome last minute gift ideas that you definitely need to know. It'll be a tremendous help. And by the time you're hearing this, you only have a couple more days to get it together. Anyway, it's that time of year for traditions, giving to others, celebrations, and time with friends and family. Dazzling lights all around. The reason to be as dressy and as sparkly as you want to be. And guess what? No explanation needed. So the only thing is that as exciting as it is to get to the holidays is as challenging as it can be when deciding on what that perfect gift for each person on your list actually is, especially if that person isn't your immediate family and they usually give you a list or major hints and ideas throughout the year. And if it's just someone that you think already has everything. So the other thing that you may need a gift for that sometimes can just completely stump us is if you need a gift for a host of the holiday get-together that you'll be attending. So that's why I'm here. I'm going to give you some top picks, and I've researched and looked through for creative and thoughtful gift ideas for him, for her, and for the host that you still have time to get, along with, let's not forget, a few outfit ideas that will take your holiday festivities to the next level. So I'm going to start with gift ideas for him, because I'm sure the majority of men out there are tired of ties and bedroom slippers and robes, because those are usually the go-to. Oh, and what's the other thing that men usually get a lot of, or grandpas usually get a lot of, in addition to the tie, robes, and the bedroom slippers, are a picture frame. So the first one that I found, and I love this one, it's the first one. Number one, it's called a leather catch-all. So just as it sounds, it's like a catch-all. And what it actually is, it's this small tray that is used for like his wallet or keys and pocket change and, you know, whatever other knickknacks he may have in his pocket. But they're made of like leather. There's other materials like suede or ceramic. And if you want to take it to a completely different level, they can also personalize it with initials, or if you want to have a statement at the bottom of it. But it's the square container. And with leather, they usually look pinched at the corners, but it's so sleek and it's great for like your nightstand or wherever he usually puts his things down. That is like the go-to spot for something like this, but it's so thoughtful. And then he never has to worry about like where his keys, where his wallets, you can have it at the door. So that one is called a leather catch-all. And again, it comes into different materials, but look that up. I think it's just great. Another one, number two for him, is the slim card carrier. So can I tell you, we have all seen when the back pockets of our wonderful gentlemen out there are so bulging that sometimes they're like literally pulling down the pockets. And when you want to go out, or when you're, you know, just out and about, It's not a flattering look when your pocket is just completely bulged because of your wallet. So here's a great replacement for that. It's a slim card carrier, and you can put everything in there. But because it's made out of leather or, again, other materials, it tends to be more firm, so it holds the shape a lot better. And I love this so much because it eliminates the bulge, but you also have everything that you need, you know, minus the bulge on your butt. So that's number two. Number three, our guys usually have the go-to razor, you know, that is just the disposable. But what a treat it would be if you actually got them a shaving system and to replace these razors. And they're so great because they reduce and prevent like your razor bumps. And some of them, these companies, like they know and, you know, they know how to make great marketing choices, make money and pull you in. But so many companies now are paying attention to this, like the whole shaving system. So there are a lot of different options and price points and what you can do. And some of them, they come with like the old, it looks like the old time razors with the blades that you actually replace in there, or you have the ones that, you know, you can plug in and charge. And they come with like the fluffy old school brush that you lather up your face with, you know, the shaving cream and all that stuff. And it becomes more of a process that you're maintaining their skin, and it's great for men. It feels great. And if you have a guy that will not go out and buy this for themselves, then this is a perfect gift for them because they're going to love how it feels. And just like we're on the other side of the sink doing all of our face process and manipulations and the steps and all of these different things, this is great. So when they're shaving, they have all of this good stuff. Some of them come with oils and the shaving creams and like the balms for their face afterwards and, you know, the brush and all that stuff. So it's a really great treat. And again, you have companies, so many companies out there do them. And you have some that I found that will even send all of these things like every 3 months. So as they run out, then the things are in the mail right at your front door. Okay. Last but definitely not least is a beard kit. Now, I know that I've definitely been asked, probably because of being in the industry, how to take care of my beard. Are there certain moisturizers, or should I be putting like certain oils on there to maintain my beard? So I think this is awesome because beards they've definitely always been a part of life, but they're really in now. And it's not just like the older distinguished gentlemen anymore. It's like guys of all ages have embraced, and hence the need for taking care of them so that they can look and smell their best. Because that's also something that I get questioned about is like, okay, sometimes they may find that, you know, it has a different aroma. So the beard kit has like a specific wash for it because it's hair, you know, so it keeps it soft and keeps it clean. And then there's oils, and then you have the wax, you know, for those who want to get creative with their mustache or their beards or whatever it may be. But they actually have beard kits out there, and men that don't know about it will be extremely happy. I know my husband, this is like the option of change. Sometimes I'll see him and his face is like completely smooth, and then he gets this thing in his head where it's like, okay, changing up my look. And then it's the beard, and then the beard is there for a while. But you know, at that point in time, you definitely want it to be soft and looking good. And now there are options. So those are four really great ideas that you can get last minute. And again, there's different price points. It doesn't have to break the bank. And they're unique. All right. Now, for the ladies in our lives and for women, this can definitely get a little bit more tricky because at this point, you're considering her taste, her style, her size. Does she already have this? And on and on and on. There's just so much more that tends to come to our mind. But I have a few things that will definitely be a home run for any lady. So make sure you're keeping this in mind, replay it or jot it down if you can. Number one, a personal one-on-one session with a stylist. So here's immediately you may think that this has to cost a lot. It does not have to cost a lot. And so many ladies out there, this is like a dream for them to have a stylist. So what an amazing gift if you actually hired a stylist, and which can be done on an hourly basis or a half day or full day, whatever you want to do, whatever your pocket will allow. And this stylist can like help with identifying or changing up style. If you want to do a closet cleanse to kind of narrow things down so it's more user-friendly. You can, if it's more isolated needs, like if it's someone that just starting a new job, or if you know that someone just started a new job and, you know, or lifestyle change, this is like a really great gift, because then here's a professional that can come in and narrow things down and help her to really, you know, pull it together. And again, remember, this can be something that's done on an hourly basis. And this is a good tip. I didn't want to forget this. You can call like a major department store and find out, because sometimes the sales associates, they do this, or the store will have people there that actually have stylists that you can probably make contact with and have them come out and do that. So make the arrangements and give them as a gift. That would be awesome. Even I would love something. I would love something like that. Okay. Number two is the holiday lipsticks or lip gloss sets. Like all of the major makeup companies right now have holiday sets of all kinds, but lipsticks and lip gloss is definitely a winner. And, you know, when you have the sets, they come in like maybe three or more different colors and textures. So it's the perfect way for any lady, whether she's into a particular color or, you know, texture. It's a great way for you to experiment with colors that she may not have otherwise tried, but then there it is in the set. And if you do know what color they love, then try to make sure that that color is in the set as well. And the textures, this is important for you to remember, is that textures, you have like a matte or creamy or sheer. And if you have that, then they have the options. They may not love the color, but they love the texture, or, you know, vice versa. And then that helps them to narrow it down. But how fun is that? Like to have this whole set that you can try. And some of the companies, when you check, they've gone like above and beyond, because it's the holidays, to make these sets like really great. And it's a quick pickup from any, you know, makeup counter to have for a gift. Next is we have a spa set. And I think that's amazing. And it's like a spa treat. Actually, not the set, but the treat. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Again, I always try to give you like the different price points. So it doesn't have to be expensive, but it, if you so choose, you can go on the expensive route. And you have the options of like, if you want a massage or a mini massage or more in-depth massage or a mani-pedi, facials, body scrubs. There's so many different options when you call these places, and they're not as expensive as you think. And, you know, when we really think about it, many times we can't really see ourselves fitting this into our budget, or we just don't think that we have the time to fit it in at all. But if someone else has this set up for us, then more than likely, the time will be made. And especially because, you know, you're not going to have to think about how much is this, but you'll go and relax and enjoy the treat. So that's number three. I almost did my Jamaican accent of number three came out. I felt it. Okay. So number four, this is awesome. And you can look this up, but a mobile photo printer. And these are for images from your cell phone. And it's like girls and ladies are more inclined, and that I'm just sure of, to be like the major picture takers, is like selfies, or you're taking pictures of your kids or with your significant other, or just hanging out with family and friends. And whatever the occasion, like you have someone around that loves taking pictures, I'm sure. I am that person in the group. So this is like the perfect gift. It's instantaneous. And how fun is that, that you can like have these pictures like right away, or if it's a party that you are, you know, attending or something, then you have these pictures that you could give away to people as they're leaving. So I thought those four were really great and unique ideas. So we're going to do Ask Shazan. I have a question from someone, and I thought this was like perfect timing for this. And it says, "Hi Shazan, is it necessary to bring a gift for the person who has invited us to dinner at their home?" So that's wonderful. You won't have to be doing all the cooking. That's great. But I don't consider it a necessity, but I do think it's definitely a very kind and thoughtful gesture for sure. And there's a lot of thought when you think about, you know, if you personally have hosted like a holiday get together, there's a lot of thought and details and prep, you know, that really goes into hosting a meal with guests. And especially, again, it's around for the holidays. So then there's the decor and the ambiance and all of this stuff. So, you know, on that side as the host, this is typically done out of love, and you're going to have people around and something that you're looking forward to. So if you personally can afford it and you feel like it's something that you'd like to do, then by all means. But again, it's, you know, and when you think about it, I don't really think that hosts are expecting gifts from people who come over. That's not really why people will host, you know, people at their homes or for like events and stuff. So it makes it, because they're not expecting it, even sweeter and more of a thoughtful gesture. So go with how you feel. You know, it's definitely kind. And I've hosted a lot of different events, and sometimes you may have one person out of everybody that just, you know, brought you something, and that's really sweet, but it's nothing that I can say is ever really, I speak for myself and people that I know, it's not done with that expectation. So it's really up to you. If you thought of it to ask, then if you'd like to, then most certainly do that. To help you out with that too, and everybody else, here are a few of hosting gift ideas that any host would like totally love and appreciate. So I'll go over that really quickly with you. It is, number one, scented candles. Now, you have such a range and price point on scented candles. So again, it doesn't have to be something that breaks the bank, but definitely many options out there. You have like the decorative containers that it comes in, the scents that it comes in, and it's just something that so many people, you know, can easily appreciate. And I love them and they're great. I have like this one that the container itself on the top looks, it looks like there's a brooch on there, but it's actually just attached to the top. So even after you're done, you can still keep this container and it's so pretty and decorative. So that's a great one. Number two, a snuggly, yummy, yummy throw that they can have on their sofa or just something to kind of like throw over them when they're watching movies, especially for the holidays, or in front of the fireplace or whatever it may be. Wherever you are, it may not get cold, but you know, snuggly and yummy is always good. This is more of a universal type of a gift that anyone can appreciate. One tip that I will tell you is, if you're going to do this for someone, be more inclined or go with a solid color. If you know their scheme or color scheme and stuff, then definitely go along those lines or trying to choose something that will fit in. But if you're not sure, go with a solid color, not like a lot of prints and patterns and stuff. All right, number three. Love, love, love this one. A box of like these luxurious or relaxing toiletries that include things like bath gels and oils and candles and lotions or creams and like tea bags and the scented satchels. Now, you can make this box yourself, or there are companies out there that actually have them pre-done already. But this is so great because think of it. After you've done all of the hosting and all of this kind of stuff, this is just something that would be so awesome for you to just light your candles and have your tea, take a bath if you want to. But it just shows that definitely there's that thought there. And I can tell you, it will be greatly appreciated. Okay. Of course, as always, a bottle of champagne and wine can never go wrong. And here's this thing that I love. So in addition to, or in place of, here's this thing they're called. I don't necessarily want to give you the company name of this, but you can look it up and see for yourself. They have them. They're called wine pearls. And they're so pretty. And you can just drop them in your glass. They're really elegant and sophisticated type of chillers. And the great thing is that in place of, like, you know, ice, this doesn't dilute your drink. But it's also very classy for any glass. I mean, if you're drinking alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages, it's perfect for it. But they're called wine pearls, and I think it's so chic. I love how they look. They're really sleek. And, you know, when you bring this for your host, you can either use it. Usually they come in like sets of four. So if you're bringing it for them personally, you can grab a few. They're not expensive, and they can use it on their own after the event or dinner or whatever it is that you're going to, or if there is enough of you there and they have enough of these pearls, then everyone can use it. But that I think is really, really great and unique to do. So now you have your gift ideas. It's time for a couple of tips to make you look all snazzy and dolled up. So it's the holidays, first of all. Let me just tell you right now, there are no limits during this time of year. So you can get as pretty and as shiny and glittery as you want to, and you get a pass. And you don't need to explain anything to anybody at all. So here's one of the things that I think is really great. You don't have to spend tons of money. Again, it's a different price point. But if you're running around, or, you know, you really just may not have other things that you think is really dressy, then what's great is like a oversized shawl, and you can just throw that over. It's like a cape type of a feeling when you wear it. But if you do that, you can put a belt around it, or you can leave it just really flowing. But it's so chic. And it's so easy to just pull everything together. You throw that over everything and chic status immediately. So the other thing that you can do in the holidays, like when you're going to be out and about, that just adds a pop, is your lip color. So go with a bold lip color, like a red or a deep wine. Usually just, it just brings like beauty to your face. And sometimes you might shy away from the reds or colors, but test it out. And again, it's the holiday, so just have fun. There are no rules. And here's the other thing. Anything that you want to wear that's shiny gets a green light. If it's a top, if it's your pants, your dress, or just your accessories, this is the time of year where metallics are in, sequences in, and that goes for anything. So if you have jeans on, you want to throw on a shiny sequin top, that's okay. If you have sequin tights or leggings, that's okay. I don't think there's tights, sequin tights, but I know leggings. I have some. Those are awesome. And, or if you want it to just, again, be the bag, you know, or if you want to just do a dress, this is the time. Let it rip. The other thing is your statement heel. Now, this goes for whatever height, because immediately when you hear heels, sometimes it's like, I can't wear heels, or heels are uncomfortable. They don't all have to be like, you know, massive and high. Remember, you have platforms and all of these other options to make it more comfortable. That's a go-to, a really quick go-to, and an easy way to step up any look. I mean, when you think of it, if you're wearing like jogger pants. If you put heels on, it looks different. It just immediately looks more dressy. And that's just an example, but heels can do it. And the final thing for you, because I want these to be easy things that you can incorporate and easy things that you can actually get to for the holidays. Since, again, when you're hearing this, you only have a couple more days if you're celebrating Christmas or all throughout through the rest of New Year's, you still have time to kind of get these things together and not feel overwhelmed. The last, but definitely one of the things that works amazingly, accessories. And I always say accessorize to glamorize. So even if you're wearing like a white t-shirt and you put on an amazing, you know, necklace with that or choker, because right now chokers are in. So if you have something like that, it takes it up to the next level. Your jewelry, any number of things will be an amazing incorporation to making a difference. So I hope that was really helpful for you. I told you by the end of this, you would be like a thoughtful gift giver and fashionista. And if you utilize any of these and incorporate them into your holiday gift giving and, you know, getting again all snazzy for the holidays, you'll be right on target. So remember, you're the one that's in complete control of making this holiday one to remember, no matter where you are. If you're only with friends or you can't get to family, or if you're with friends and family, whatever it is, whatever the circumstances are, you have that control to make it wonderful. As always, remember, you deserve and have the right to live a beautiful and empowered life. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. It's our first holiday show, and I was so excited about this one. Thank you so much. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Again, happy holidays.